Hello?
Hello, my 3-2 Teresa Sinclair.
Yes.
Hi, Teresa. It's James calling from MMA Legal. How are you today? You okay?
I think.
Good to hear. Just before I continue with the call, I just need to ask you three questions for data protection purposes. Could you confirm for me your date of birth, please, Teresa?
15 8 6 50.
Your postal address for me, please.
98 Main Street, Lennoxtown.
Yeah, and then could you also confirm for me either your email address or your mobile number, please?
I think I gave you my daughter's email address. What's your email address? Is it mine or Megan's?
I won't be able to confirm which one it is between you both. If you can provide me with two email addresses,
Right. Mine's just Teresa95. TeresaSinclair95@gmail.com and MeganMcArrell@dropmail.com.
yeah, it is your past data protection now, just for future reference. It is Megan's email address, which is
I thought that, because I don't really do them emails.
of course, that's perfectly understandable. Don't worry about it, Teresa.
No.
So you've passed data protection now, then, and just to let you know, the calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. Fantastic. Okay. So the purpose of today's call, Teresa, is to take a detailed witness statement about your time in care,
Hi.
what happened to you, how it affected you, and what evidence may exist. I will guide you through the questions in order. Some questions may feel difficult, so if you wish to take a break at any time to either gather yourself or to either just get yourself a glass of water, just vocalize it while we're on the phone and we can take a break. I may need to bring us back to the timeline if we move too far ahead, just so we make sure that your statement is clear and complete.
Right.
No problem. So just before we begin, there are 12 stages to the witness statement. One being opening and consent, two being your personal background and entry into care. Three is your care placement chronology, as to which you've confirmed on the phone previous to my colleague Leah, but I will go through that again with you just for to confirm. Part four is compact placement sheet, which is one per care setting, and what I've got currently is that you've got five. So just so you are aware, these questions will be repeated for to you five times for each individual institution. We then have the next part, which is people involved reporting an institutional knowledge. I'll ask this once we've gone through each institution. Movement between placements and leaving care, and then it's the impact of the experience of care as a whole. Then nine would be any support and treatment. 10, the evidence and support information. 11 goes through previous claims, applications, or payments that you may or may not have received already. And then reason 12 being the reasoning for applying. So we will begin with the opening and consent. Are you comfortable and happy to continue with the witness statement today?
Yes.
Yes. Do you need anyone with you, a break, or any other further adjustments?
I don't see it with me.
If you ever hear silence on my end of the phone, it's just me typing up the notes.
All right.
Do you understand the purpose of the statement and agree that it may be used for your Scottish redress application and supporting evidence?
Yes.
Fantastic. Now, Teresa, we're just going to go into the personal background and the entry into care. Could you just tell me where did you grow up and who lived with you before you went into care?
My mum, dad, my sister, my brother, my twin brother, I think my other two sisters were married. So we were put in home in a home for dog and school, I think it was supposed to be. My sister went, she went to Auntie's to stay.
Yeah, no worries. I'll come back to that shortly before
All
we
right.
move on. We'll just continue with just everything before. Okay? So at the moment, I've just got like you lived with your mum and dad, your sister, your brother, and then also your twin brother. So does that mean you have two brothers? Just to confirm.
No, one brother.
Just the one brother who's your twin.
Aye, my
That's
twin,
cool. Yeah. And then your other two sisters were married, so I'm presuming they wasn't in the family home.
No.
And where was your family home?
Three Benoit Crescent.
What number, sorry?
Three Benoit Crescent.
Could you spell that for me, please?
BENCLOICH.
OIGH.
CC.
Oh, sorry. CH. And that was Crescent, did you say?
Crescent,
Of what area?
Lennox Town.
Lennoxtown. Fantastic. What was home life like before Kerr? And try to include any relevant family health, education, or social work difficulties that are relevant.
Well, when I went to the panel, my mum just, she was no well, so she just says, take it away, I can't control her. So that's, she had schizophrenia, so that's how my dad tried to get me kept out. But I think I was in Calder Park when my sister's man, he managed to get me out. I was in their care for a wee while, but then I wouldn't go to school, so I was back in again.
So your mother wasn't well when you were taken to the panel, so they took you away
Aye,
from your
aye.
mother, and then your father tried to keep you at home.
My dad said he would take me, make sure I went to school and that, but the seasonal, because what the mother said then was it was what they were putting during crying, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so they
So
were.
my dad was greeting it, so was I greeting it. It was just my mum wasn't well. I didn't know that at the time, obviously.
Yeah.
I can all understand it all now, so, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And how would you say your education was like before you went into Kerr?
Of course, I really kind of dogged it.
Say that again, sorry.
I was always dogging school.
He was always fetching school.
And just the way my mum had been no well and all that care on, my dad was an alcoholic as well.
How did you come to enter Kerr? Who made the decision, and were you told the reasons as to why you was going into Kerr?
Was some panel I went to. I'm trying to think. It was, in fact, it was in Kilsyth. It was a panel in Kilsyth we went to. That's what I was took away, children's panel. And that's where they decided I was getting away, so they took me away that day.
So it was just some panel in Kilsyth. Did they tell you the reason as to why you was going into Kerr?
I don't know. I can't remember that much far back.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine to read it, don't worry. Do you have any siblings, Teresa? And were
Siblings.
you, yeah, and were you separated from any of them during your time in Kerr?
I was away for them all, aye. I think that when we were children, babies, we were 6 months when my mum had a breakdown and we were all in the home then as well.
The next question being, Teresa, how old were you when you first entered care and how did you feel at the time?
I was 13. Oh, I felt terrible. I hated it. I didn't like it. But I couldn't. I ended up, I was in Folder Park, was the very first one I was in. And I got laid to me, boys, 20 pair of boots, because two lasses ran away and I never felt them. Because we were at the back, and so that was my punishment. But the man was going to act, tell me to do handstands. I'm not doing handstands, I was in my 90. And I was like, I said, I'm not doing a handstand, because I said, I've not got my pants on. So he said, so that was made to polish 20 pair of boots. But I knew that wasn't right at the time, do you know what I mean? But I didn't know why he was the boot.
Yeah, of course. We'll come back to that once it gets towards the institution questions. We'll try to keep each answer relevant to each question as they get asked.
Right.
Just so we can, once the statement's finished and we're concluded with the phone call, I'll draft the statement up so all the questions that I ask are all relevant and will create a full-flowing chronology of your time within CER.
All right.
So I just don't want you to try and get too ahead of yourself, that's all. But what you did say is is obviously very important, and it was something we'll go through very soon. Just the next question at the moment is just, is there anything important about your childhood health, learning needs, vulnerability or named history that should be recorded?
Everything's on my medical records. I don't really know some of the questions you're asking me.
So it's essentially just saying if there was any point in your childhood before you went to CER, did you have any health needs or any learning needs, or if you were classed as a vulnerable child at that time in relation to your health?
A vulnerable child, probably. Because I was abused by my mum's brother.
By your mum's what, sorry?
My mum's brother. And they never acknowledged that I was 37, because I was pregnant with Megan at the time. And that came up and they came to my house about it because it had happened to his daughter as well. But he's now passed away, so that's the question now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My mum, she wouldn't talk about it, obviously, because it was her brother, and she was no well anyway, but I can understand that now, but at the time I didn't understand it. I didn't understand it, and I had me to tell them, because I wouldn't get home at the weekends, because I worked when I came home at the weekends. I worked up in the Campsie Glen.
Yeah.
So I'd go out at the weekends. I was in that place for about 6 weeks, I think. And then I think I went up to a place up in Perth. I can't remember the name of that man. I don't know. It was a Crosby Perth prison. I can't remember the name of it.
That's okay if you can't remember. Don't worry yourself too much. So that's concluding the personal background and entry into CER. As I said before, I'm just going to confirm to you what we have on file following your previous phone call with my colleague Leah.
Mm-hmm.
We have that your first CER setting was Calder House, and this was in Blantyre.
Uh-huh.
The approximate dates we have for you is that you entered Calder House on the 15th of March 1977 at the age of 14.
Mm-hmm.
You was placed there by the authority of South Lanarkshire Council following the panel hearing. The second CER setting that we have is, apologies for the pronunciation, but Balmacraig School, the location of that being Perth. We have the dates being the 8th, August in 1977 up until November in 1977 at age of 14, and the placing authority being Perth and Kinross. The third setting that we have is Cardross Park, the location being at Cardross, and this was following the November 1977 at age 14, and the policing authority that we have is Argyle and Bute, being on remand for an assessment. The fourth curse setting we have is Rye Hill Hostel in Dunoon, and you was there on the 11th. In November 1977, and you was there up until October 1978. The placing authority being Dundee, and then finally we've got Cardross Park Assessment Centre in Cardross, and this was on the 19th of October 1978 up until June 1979, and the age being 15 to 16. Placing our authority being Argyle and Bute, and this was before you was then released into the care of your sister, I believe. Your sister. From the chronology of the care placement chronology, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
I thought I was in Cardross Park for a few years. Because I went out to school at that place.
So what, as a collective, you would have been in Calder House for... It seems as though you would have been in Calder House for the duration of like 3.5 years to 4 years.
That's right.
Fantastic. Okay, so now it's part four is the compact placement sheet. So being... how many questions? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. So there'll be 12 questions I'll be asking you in relation to each institution. These questions will be repeated questions for each institutional care setting. Try to stick in a chronology of your first time within Calder House, and you answer the questions in relevance to your first experience there, and then again for Ballina Craig School, and then I'll ask you the same questions again for your time specifically at Cardross Park, and then I'll ask the same 12 set of questions again for Rye Hostel, and then finally I'll ask you the same 12 questions again for the time at Cardross Park Assessment Centre.
I can't remember that Rye Hostel thing. I can't remember. Where was that?
It was in Dunoon.
Dunoon, I can't remember that one. I don't know if that was the one that I ran away from.
I did
run away from one of them, because the man slapped me.
But I've got on file when you spoke to my colleague Leah that it was Cardross Park Assessment Centre where you was absconding, which means obviously running away.
I was running away there too.
That's understandable. If for any question, for any reason, if you're unsure of how to answer the question, if you just try to ask me to explain it in a bit more detail, I will provide you with the question again in a different wording. Also, if you just can't remember or you can't answer the question due to not remembering, that is fine. If you state that, we'll just move on to the next questions, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, so this will be for your first first institution being Calder House.
Mm-hmm.
Could you please confirm the institution name, the location, and the approximate dates and age of how old you were when you entered there and who placed you there?
I think I was in there when I was 13. Like they're saying I was 14, but I don't know. So I don't know. I thought I was put in when I was 13. So I don't know. So I must have been 14. If I've been 14 then, I can't mind. But I can remember that the thing that happened in there was atrocious, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was the two lasses that ran away, they were made to clean a barn out with a toothbrush. I says, I get polishing to a pair of boots right enough, but then the man was telling me to do a handstand and all that, and I knew that was wrong, so
yeah.
Nothing like that happened to me, but I know that wasn't right, him saying that to me, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand.
Because I was just telling the woman the next day, I was telling all the women about him.
Yes. We will move back to what you've just said very shortly, because the following questions now will be in relation to, obviously, the things what you experienced within your time in Kerr. So it will eventually be relevant soon. So what type of setting was it at Calder House?
I think it was 40 a room, I think.
Sorry, say that again?
40 a room.
A four kind room.
A four bedroom.
Four bedroom. Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, and was this a residential school, an assessment centre?
Assessment, that was assessment centre,
And at your first time at Calder House, how long was you, for your time at Calder House, how long was you there for?
I think 3 weeks, and then that's when I went to Dundee.
Yeah, no problem. In a few sentences, Teresa, could you kindly explain what ordinary day life was like at Calder House? Could you kindly describe the accommodation you were in, the routines of your day-to-day life, any school/work, food, clothing, hygiene, and how if you had access to contact with your family?
My mum and my dad used to come up and take me out to a cafe. So just hang them out for about an hour.
What was the accommodation like where you were staying? What was your bedroom like?
It was like 40 a room, I think.
40 per room?
Four people per room.
Sorry. What was the hygiene of the room like? Was it clean?
It was clean, uh-huh.
And was you provided any clothes?
They would depict clothes, people had already used it, wasn't it? Like new clothes and that.
It was used clothes. And what would you say the hygiene of the clothes like? Were they clean or were they dirty?
They were all right.
Okay. What was your daily routine like at Calder House?
I can't really mind much.
That's fine.
I know one of my friends, they came in, so they were kind of bullying her, and I was sitting with her, so that, but I don't know, they weren't afraid for me, so I don't know if the two of us were getting bullied or not, so we sat in the room, she wouldn't come out, but I said, no, come on, we're going into that, sit the telly room. So they were, we had to tell the teachers, the women that was there, that it wasn't, I don't think it was a good time I had in there, right enough.
Yeah, that's, just hold on one moment, I just catch up on the notes, Teresa.
Right.
Apologies. So moving on to the next question, how did staff and other children genuinely treat you?
No, I was fine. They were bullying my friends, but I wasn't letting them. I was set to help her, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, the children were bullying my friend. But the children didn't treat you that way. They didn't bully you.
No. I'm glad I stuck up for this.
That tends to what happens with bullies, though, isn't it? They don't like it when people stand up to them.
No.
They're afraid, aren't they? How did the staff treat you at Calder House?
I think the staff would go right at that, please. That for that man. I think the other staff are all right.
When you say apart from that man, can you remember his name at all?
I can't remember his name.
Is there any descriptive features that you remember at all? Like, did he have any tattoos, scars?
A big man. Fat man. That's what I can explain him. Horrible looking face.
He's quite a scary man. Yeah.
I just can't remember his name.
That's fine. Did he have any hair or anything like that? Did he have long or short hair?
No, I think he was kind of bald.
Slightly tall.
I mean, when he'd been young and a lad, I'd been thinking he was an old man, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. That's perfectly fine. So the next question may be a bit distressing, so just try and answer it in the best way you possibly can. Did anything happen to you there that you now consider abuse, neglect, or harmful?
That's abuse. Tell me, dear Hornstone, when I had a night you on, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, hold on 1 second.
That's the other one. So that was neglect, I think. Because I did tell the staff, and I don't think they've done anything about it.
Hold on one moment. Nothing was done about it. That's fine. Did you experience, looking back, did you experience anything that you now consider as physical or emotional abuse?
When you used to get me up in the morning, I was in the kitchen and I had to get my clothes on quick and put a cover over the keyhole, and then I would grab the door that I have and grab the door. He says, "Oh, I was just coming to get you," because they were all saying, "Look through the keyhole."
1 second.
So I didn't think it was just me, it was the other ones. I don't know what he was doing to them, the other ones.
So he used to get you up early in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You'd get your clothes on quickly.
Aye.
And that's because he used to peep through the keyhole.
Mm-hmm. So that'd be stressful. That was stressful in the morning.
Yeah, of course.
Get my clothes on, you know what I mean? So the thought of him just looking through that keyhole, so I just put a housecoat up. It's the only thing I could think of, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Moving on to the next question, it may seem like these questions may seem like they're repeated, but try to answer them as best as your ability. Who was involved or responsible for the abuse that you endured at your time in Calder House?
That would have been the workers, maybe, I don't know. Then there used to be a room you could get into, so that would be the heat, like the head one.
Sorry, say that again.
It would be the head one, the room you'd get into, a room with a head in.
A head room, did you say?
No, they were the head person.
Head pressing.
Aye.
A head pressing room.
No. The head worker.
The head worker.
Aye. You know how you would go to the staff room?
Yeah.
Well, they would have a staff room in their cell, so you would go to them, get in, boarding me or whatever.
Yeah. Were there any, apologies, hold on. So the next question, try to take your time with answering the question. And if you would like to take a moment before answering the question, that is perfectly fine. Could you give one clear example of what happened? Could you give one clear example of the abuse that you were a victim to? Where and when did it occur? What happened before the abuse started, during the abuse, and afterwards?
Well, me and my sister ran away, so...
You had run away, sorry?
No, two of my sisters ran away, and because I never told that they'd run away, I get punished for it too. So that's the punishment I got to put on 20 pair of boots. And that's when the abuse started for then.
So it started from them running away?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And what happened following you not telling them about the two girls running away?
I was with them. I was the one to go because I think I was getting out. And but I think it was to go to another place. That was the one on Perth, I think.
Yeah. So... what happened after the staff found out that the girls had run away and that you hadn't mentioned that they did run away?
Well, the staff was at the front of us, right? So we were at the back. So
yeah.
It wasn't my... I wasn't supposed to be looking after them.
Yeah.
That's what I said. I never seen them disappearing. I thought they were at the front.
Hmm.
I mean.
Okay.
I can't even mind the two artists' names.
Yeah, that's fine. Don't worry about remembering their names. So you couldn't see them in the queue, and they got away from the.
Aye, but they got caught. They got caught that night and was back. But I never got to see them for a few days. I don't know if they get back. I don't know. As far as I'm aware, they did get back, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Can you tell me what happened, if there's anything that happened to yourself in relation to any abuse in your own words?
Well, I think I'd class that as abuse.
What, witnessing that?
That by. Mm-hmm.
And was there anything else that happened to you while she was at Calder House?
No.
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 Just the man.
Just that I shot him.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. Did this happen often? Was it over a specific period of time?
Well, it was when I was doing the kitchen. So I was doing the kitchen for about a week, and then it would be some days. So I'd do that every morning I got up to get ready and all that. I'd do the stress of getting, going to get washed and come back in and changed and all that.
Yeah, one second, I'll just catch up that up on the notes.
Mm-hmm.
So at the moment, I just got this that it was when you was doing the kitchen, you was doing it for a week, and then it would have been someone else. You was worried about getting up, washed, and getting dressed for kitchen duty. Did it ever change, or did it get, or did it become worse?
It was just the same all the time, every day.
Okay, no problem.
But I was managed to get dressed now.
What immediate effects did you experience?
Oh, I was just stressed all the time. Dreading getting up in the morning and all that to go to the kitchen. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Did you experience any sleeping issues whilst you were at Calder House? Any bedwetting, any running away, or behaviour or school changes?
I just before the kid when I was stressed out all the time. I just wanted him.
Sorry, could you just repeat that for me, Teresa?
I said I just wanted home, and that's how I never told. The panel where I never told them about my uncle, because I wouldn't get back to my mum and dad. That's what I thought. And my auntie had says to me, she says to me that he would get to jail if I told them what happened. And so I was like, well, I says, I can't tell him. I says, so I had that all in my head the whole time I was in the homes. Do you know what I mean? So I couldn't tell them anything that happened outside, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
So, that because I was too fit in case I wasn't going to get a door.
Following on from your experience in Calder House, did anyone witness any of the abuse that you experienced, or did they know about it or experience anything similar?
Well, a few girls would know nothing, do you know what I mean?
The two girls who ran away?
Aye, the two girls that ran away plus more other girls that were there would know about that man.
Other girls.
You'd probably hear that to somebody else, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just can't remember his name and that.
That's okay, don't worry about it, because when it comes to submitting your witness statement to the Scottish Redress Panel, other people who have been to Calder House, they may have relayed a similar situation on bringing up this man. And if the description what you gave me from what you remember, if it cooperates with somebody else's story, and they know the name, then they'd be able to identify who the man's name was. It's okay. It's not too much of a big issue if you can't remember his name or not.
If somebody else is saying that, they'll probably remember his name. I've just had that much in my head when I was young. Do you know what I mean? That much going on that I just can't remember his name. I never let him near me anyway. That's the main thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you didn't let him near you?
No.
And so this next question, Teresa, is did you tell anyone or try to get any help while she was in Calder House?
I tell them about him doing that to me, but they never done anything about it because he was still there.
So in relation to you doing, you saying him doing that to you, is that referencing to him making you do a handstand outside?
I told him all that. And I said, I can't because I've not got any pants on. He says, well, do it. I'm just polishing the boots. I said, well, I'll polish the boots. And that was during the night. It was the night and night. It was about 12 o'clock at night to 2 in the morning.
He was outside for 2 hours with him?
Uh-huh. To polish his boots.
To polish his boots or yours?
No, there was 20 pair of boots. Obviously, everybody else's boots. I had to polish them all. But I don't know if that punishment was for the lassies running away. I don't know.
You don't know why you received that punishment?
Aye.
That's perfectly fine. Sorry to go back to it and to bring up these memories, but when you said that you had 20 pairs of boots to, that you needed to polish,
aye.
Was this, did you polish the boots before or after he made you do the handstand?
No, he tried to get me to do the handstand, but I wouldn't do it because I told him I had no pants on. And he tried to get me to do it, and I said, no, I'm not getting any pants on. But I think my nightie was see-through, I know. Do you know what I mean? So he would have known I never had any pants on.
Yeah. One second.
Oh, this is kind of hard, isn't it?
It is, unfortunately. I don't know. I'm doing it. So the next question would be, what was different at your placement at Calder House compared to the others?
I didn't like Calder Park. I didn't like any of them, actually.
Yeah,
apart from Cardiff Park, because I stayed there and went out to school.
Say that again for me, please, Rita.
Out of them all, I liked Cardiff Park. I went out to school.
Oh, in Caldros Park, okay.
Caldros Park, yes.
We'll get back to that one. We get to
right.
Caldros Park. So that's the first institution set of questions completed for mm-hmm. Calder House.
Right.
We're going to now move on to Balner Craig School. Obviously, again, this is going to be...
Is that in Perth?
Yes, that's correct.
Right. That's where I get the slap for the teacher.
Yeah. So it'll be the same questions. What I've just recently asked you, and this is specifically for your time at Balner Craig School, okay?
No.
No problem. So could you please confirm for me the institution's name, the location?
I can't remember that name, that institution.
For Balner Craig School.
I've got Balner, I went out to school there, I know, I think. I think the school was in that building.
Yeah.
The school was in that building, I think.
In which building?
The Balba, whatever you call it.
Oh, in Balba, really?
Aye.
Okay, that's fine. Do you remember the approximate dates going to Balner Craig?
No, I can't remember the dates when I went. But
do you remember how old you was?
I can't.
Okay.
I can mind going, and when I went, they took me for new clothes.
Yeah, we'll once we have any questions, we'll have that. Just hold on one moment. Sorry, Teresa. Can you remember who placed you there?
My sister came with the social worker. I can't remember his name. I know.
Yeah, no problem, hold on.
Can't mind his name, the social worker's name. It was there, him that took me up with my sister.
You can't remember his name?
No, that would have been, it's a good while. Did she bring him a wave to my...
I think... My, I may have the name of this social worker, and I'm just going to, it'll be his surname, so it's just to try and confirm to see if this is correct. Was this social worker a J. Arnott?
J. Arnott.
I don't know what the first name would be, but the last name is Arnott.
James Arnott.
You believe it's James Arnott?
That might be, aye.
That's fine. What type of setting was Balna Craig?
It was okay. It was an older-ish man. It had it with his wife.
Sorry, Teresa, it's not about James. I said, what type of setting was Balna Craig? And
did I have a room myself? Yeah. I think I did a room to myself there.
It was a residential school?
Aye.
And how long was you there for, Teresa?
I wasn't there long because... when I first went in, this lassie flung me toast, and I flung the toast back to her. And they went laughing to you, Dave, for that. But she was the, what would you call that?
So you flung it back to her?
I flung it back at her. I said, what are you doing that for? So I just flung it back to her. And they were all going like, oh, she'll kill you. And I said, well, I said, you help me with it, so I had her back. I says, I'm no faithful.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I had to stick up for myself. But when we went out, we were nearly never get our weekend that weekend. So they were doing it at the train station. And that's when I ran away. I never went back to that one. So I ran away through that school and ended up at Aberdeen. And we skipped the train, went to Johnston. Then went to chap a door to phone the police and tell me I'd run away because we were hiding for this lassie because she'd choked an old man. So I know while we were there, because we were, it was one of the lassies was Johnston that we ran away with. So we went to her, but so that was after he had slapped me, and I got my dad on the phone, my dad. Tell my dad
did you get slapped following throwing the toast?
No, that was another incident. That was in the morning when I first went in. She helped me with the toast. I went in to get my breakfast and she helped me with the toast and I got back because I wasn't even in yet.
Yeah. Well, yeah, of course. Well, we'll move on to the next question in relation to Balna Craig. So, in a few sentences, what was your ordinary daily life like at Balna Craig?
I think they used to go in the garden sometimes. There must have been swings or something like that out there. There must have been a park or something that we went to. And then at the classroom, the classroom was out when that man hurt me, slapped my face. I don't know what for me, he was a Tiggy and I was a Hood. No, he was a Hood and I was a Tiggy because I came from Lennoxtown. He was a Hood because he came from Kirky and I came from Lennoxtown. So that's how far he was travelled and it was Mr. Ayer. I remember his name. So...
what was his name, sorry, Teresa?
Mr. Ayer.
Mr. Ayer.
Ayer, aye. He used to work at Newton School where I went to.
Yeah, and is that Mr. Ayer as in like Ayrshire?
No, the man's name is Mr. Ayer.
Yeah. I'm just wondering if it's like Mr. Ayer, is it spelled as like the town in Scotland as Ayrshire, but just Mr. Ayer?
Just Mr. Ayer.
No problem, that's fine. So it was Mr. Ayer who slapped you?
Mm-hmm. I stand in mind I get that slapped for maybe being cheeky back or something, I don't know. But,
What was
I phoned my dad and all that, my next door neighbour, to tell my dad that it's fact and that, and I was wanting to hear him. Nothing my dad could do, right enough. But I went to see him, the head teacher, to tell him. Obviously, he must have got into trouble about it, because he knew about it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think actually he ended up losing his job.
Well, rightfully so.
Mm-hmm.
So, what was the... Was you provided any clothing when you went to Balna Craig?
Yes, they took me down the shorts. They took me down the shorts, brought me school uniform and clothes to wear. So that was over the moon.
Were they clean clothes?
But they were brand new clothes, aye. So I was over the moon because I hadn't had that for a long time, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I thought it was my birthday. At Christmas, I thought it was, coming back with these clothes and that, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. Especially getting brand new clothes.
That was the one. I actually liked that place, but if it wasn't for that man slapping me, they wouldn't have run away. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. How was your contact like with your family in the school? Was it easily accessible to contact your family if you wanted to?
Yes, aye, they let your phone, if they let me phone if it worked, and that, no, they let me phone my dad right away. I don't know what, but my dad wasn't too happy, and he's like, I'm going to get away up there then. And he's saying, put that man, your other man back on. He must have been saying, is my daughter going to be all right? And he says, aye, make sure she's all right and all that.
Yeah.
She'll be fine, do you know what I mean? But we ended up running away. So I ended up going to Tampa.
How did the staff or other children genuinely treat you?
They were all right, I think, because I had stuck up for myself. They were kind of siding with me, do you know what I mean? Because I'd stuck up. But they were all waiting for me at the train station. But I managed to go on the train, and I was saying bye, and giving them the fingers. My wee grandson's watching me there, and I was going, I'm giving them the fingers.
It's okay. So... When you said that they were all right, as you stuck up for yourself, they felt...
When the train was just going away of the bit. See, if they got me, I don't know what would have happened.
And this was the staff you were referring to, yeah?
No, the people in this home, the children.
The children, yeah.
That last year, I hopped back with the toast. The girls sided with her when once they were doing the... Well, once they were in the building, they were siding with me. But yeah. Once she came out, I don't know, she must have been a right, she was a bossy person.
Yeah. How did the staff treat you generally?
I think that the staff were all right.
Except obviously for the...
Except my eye.
Yeah. Was there any rules, specific rules, what followed with any punishments, isolations, or unsafe arrangements?
I don't know what the punishment is, but I can't mind that much.
That's perfectly fine, don't worry.
Aye.
So the next question, again, this might be come across as a bit distressing. Did anything happen to you there that you now consider abuse, neglect, or harmful? And that abuse either being...
The boy hit my eye.
Him hitting you?
Aye.
And when the teacher hit you, sorry to ask, was it did he hit you with his hands or his feet?
Aye, he hit me with his hands, slapped my face. And the other girl that was here, I don't know. She get, he went like, I think he says to her, he says, "No, you're too nice to slap." I think that life he was kind of suiting in them, do you know what I mean? I wasn't suiting in them at all.
She was what, sorry?
She like suiting in them kind of thing. I don't know what the way the life he was doing, but she was kind of suiting in them, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whatever he was going to be doing, but he wasn't going to be doing it with me anyway. Do you know what I mean? So I don't know if that'd be life he was abused or no.
That's fine. So, that's in relation to physical abuse. Looking back, would you say that you was a victim of any emotional abuse or any neglect?
No. Just back to that, we ended up running away. I didn't want to go back there. That was one thing, I didn't want to go back.
Yeah.
Looking at me back all the years, isn't it?
Yeah, of course, we don't want to obviously cause you too much distress when we're taking the statement, but we do need to try to be as meticulous as possible. I'm going to try not to intrude on too many questions that might be a bit too distressing.
Only
ask if it's necessary. So far, we've got that you... that you did suffer some physical abuse and that was being hit by the teacher. He hit you with his hands. He slapped you across the face, and the other girl who saw it happen, he told her that she was too nice to slap. And after you ran away, you didn't want to go back.
I think that's when I went up to that other place when they caught me.
Yeah.
It was my mum, my sister that caught me. And took me to the police station. I'm actually in that as a house now. I'm actually in that now as a house.
That is.
I see them in the cop shop where I first came in. And about the even the police, they're saying, "You're spoiled, girl."
So, just to confirm, that was the teacher was Mr. Is that right?
Mr. Ed, uh-huh.
Yeah, and do you know if there's any other children who may have who were there who may have remembered it at all?
I don't know. A lot of the class saw it.
But that they all saw it in the classroom.
I don't know if it somehow I don't know if it got expelled or whatever. Do you know what I mean? Because all the children did see it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I don't know really what happened to you.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's fine. How often, I know this might sound a bit silly considering that was the only time you experienced any abuse when you was in this setting, but how often did this happen, over what period, and did it change or become worse?
Well, I just left. I ran away for it. That same day we were planning to run away in these other two lasses.
It's kind of like the straw that broke the camel's back, really, in deciding whether to run away that day then, isn't it?
my life.
So the next
I question. Probably wouldn't have done it if he hadn't slapped me. I wouldn't have run away. Do you know what I mean? And we even hitched it up to Aberdeen to get the train. We could have been took away or anything.
Yeah.
But you don't think of that at the time, do you know what I mean?
No, of course not. You...
And then we skipped the train. I know that they were going to get into trouble for that too. Do you know what I mean? But you just we just wanted a way for them.
Of course. It's completely...
Do you know what I mean?
Cool.
The lasses, I'm trying to even remember their names and I can't because we stayed in this house one night and it was broken. And they made us toast and egg the next day, and you know the egg was black.
Yeah.
Oh, I said, oh my God. I said, I was so hungry, I ate it. So I can mind that.
So moving on to the next question. Sorry, Teresa, go on.
I just come into my head about that egg.
So then.
But I ate it anyway, so.
The next question, Teresa, would be, what immediate effects did you experience when this incident occurred? Was there any pain/injury, any fear, shame, sleeping problems, bedwetting, running away, behaviour or school changes?
Just running away.
Just running away.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. Did anyone witness it, know about it or experience something?
Yeah, the two lasses that ran away, but they haven't witnessed it. I just can't remember their names, so hopefully they're putting their know because they'll probably tell you about them and all.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Did you tell anyone or tried to get help?
When?
When the incident occurred.
I went right into the headmaster.
And
phoned my dad as well.
And what did the headmaster say in response?
No, he let me phone my dad.
And what else did you do?
I'm trying to think. I don't know if you get him into the office and he says, well, you can't see we never slapped. To look at her face, my face was pure red. With the slap, do you know what I mean? So he was trying to deny the fact that he'd slapped me. But the full class has seen it. So he's even trying to deny it right in front of me. I says, no, he did slap me. I says, look, how do you think my face got like that? I think it ended up black and blue with the slap I got. But I did report him, so...
Yeah, one moment.
I don't know if you get sent home. I don't know if I get sent home that day or not. Because the headmaster was saying that nothing will happen to her again. She'll be fine.
And he was telling you this or he was telling you?
He was telling my dad to her, but didn't he know I was going to run away. So then I never seen them again.
So the headmaster told your dad that it wouldn't happen again and you'd be safe there?
Yeah, uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So, the final question in relation to Balna Craig, curse setting. What was different at this placement compared to the others?
Well, they were allowed to go out.
I was allowed to go out.
Aye, whenever, you know, like, go. I walk it. We just run about the buildings right enough, but you were allowed to.
So.
Whereas you were in, when you were in the other places, you were locked in. You couldn't just walk out when you wanted to, you know what I mean?
So there were like no locked doors?
Aye, the doors were locked.
What, in Balna Craig?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
They weren't the locked doors, no.
And you're free to roam the premises.
Aye.
That's perfectly fine, fantastic. So that concludes the Balna Craig assessment. So now we're going to be moving on to your next assessment home, which we got here for being Cardross Park, but this will be the first time that you went to Cardross Park on the November 1977 at age 14. So just give me one second.
I've ran away from there a few times and all, but I kept getting caught.
Yeah, no worries. Just hold on one moment. Do you know who placed you into Cardross Park?
Not.
No, okay.
That kind of means that far back. I kind of, I think it was Belinda. I think she's left now. No, Belinda. Oh, what's that woman's name? Oh, she came for Camsey. She was a social worker.
There was a social worker.
A social worker, aye. I think it was a social worker, didn't we?
You remember a social worker taking you for the first time? Do you remember her name?
That's what I'm trying to think. Miss Blunder, I think it was Miss Blunder. You'll have that name in social work. She was in social work in Turkey, but she came for cancer.
So you believe it was Miss Belinda?
Miss Belinda.
No problem. One second, Teresa.
Right.
So what type of what type of setting was Cardross Park?
It was put in a room.
Was it a residential school? Was it an assessment centre? Was it just a children's home?
I think it was just assessment centre for 3 weeks. You were only supposed to be in, but I think they kept me in for a couple of years, and I went out to school.
So it was an assessment centre, and how long were you there for?
About 3 years, I'm sure.
For your first time round, do you think you was there for 3 years?
Aye.
Okay. In a few sentences, what was ordinary daily life like at Cardross Park?
We used to do boxing.
Sorry, say that again.
We used to do boxing.
You used to do boxing?
Uh-huh. I get but anger out and all that. So I used to box. I was the best boxer.
You was the best at boxing?
13 in my boxed. As soon as somebody hit me, that was me. I was getting off my head. But I says, I don't think that was, you should have let us do that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it was just to hear something to you. You know what I mean? But everybody was, they were all saying, I'll take her own. There were students going back out. They said, no, she's nuts.
Do you remember what your accommodation was like at Cardross?
Four in a room, I was.
It was four to a room.
And if I was naughty or bad, I'd get into a room itself. And they said they were going to take all my clothes off.
So if you was naughty, you'd be placed into a room by yourself?
I was placed in it. And they were going to take my clothes off if I wouldn't stop opening and shutting the door. I says, aye, that'll be right. He's not taking my clothes off. That's not right.
Okay.
I says, I'll be getting the police.
From all of them. So moving on to, apologies. Did they provide you any clothing when you first went into Cardross?
That was just the clothes that was there. You know, other people had been worn.
And would you say the clothes were hygienic in any way?
They were all right. We all wore the same, that was the thing.
They were all the same.
Aye.
That's fine. And what was the food like at the assessment centre?
As far as I know, all right. I used to work in the kitchen doing the dishes and that.
And was you able to contact your family freely? Was it accessible to you?
No, not really. I'd sat there waiting, my family come to visit me and they never came. But they would say they would come for the hank to keep me there for a wee while, and then they started letting me go out at weekends. So I got a job when I was out. So that's the man wrote a letter to come to Glen. It was burnt down. It was years now. But he was giving me a job as soon as I came out. So that's what got me out early.
So I just put that you wasn't able to contact your family, and when you did, you would sit waiting for them, and they never came. So you then got work on a weekend, which was then the reason as to why you was able to leave early.
Right.
Which was. How did staff and other children genuinely treat you while you were at Cardross Centre?
Well, all right. Apart from this woman, I didn't like, because she didn't like me. I don't know if she liked me or I don't know.
Is this another child or a staff member?
No, a staff member. We get four flags a day, and every day she was on, she stole my four flags.
Sorry.
Because I was cheeky.
Okay, would you just repeat that again for me, please, Teresa?
I think I was cheeky to her, or she would annoy me, or I would annoy her, and vice versa. So then she would just stop my fags. So I would just get into the office and get a fag after the teacher or the manager, whatever you call him.
Who would take my... Were there any rules, any specific rules which were enforced by the members of staff, and did it follow any punishments or isolation or unsafe arrangements?
Well, the punishment would be stroke your fag. What else would it do?
Did you say stroke?
You wouldn't get your weekends out home either.
Sorry to bring you back, Teresa. But you say the punishments would be that they'd stroke your fag.
Aye.
As in steal your cigarettes.
They don't take it. No, they wouldn't give you your fags.
Oh.
That was the punishment, but that only made me worse. Because you only go four fags a day, so I suffered it for. I'd get a draw off every day.
So you only get four a day. Was isolation used as punishment at all?
I just been put in that room. That was when my isolation ago. No.
Is that when you was put in the room and they threatened to take your clothes off?
Aye.
It's going to be difficult to answer and also to ask this question, Teresa. However, did they ever actually take your clothes off at any point?
No.
When you were in that room? Okay.
No.
No problem.
No, I wouldn't have eaten.
I know this is going to sound like a repeated question coming from what you've already expressed, but... While from your time at Cardross Park for the for Cardross for the first time of you being there, did you suffer from any abuse, neglect, or any harmful actions?
No, I don't think so. The headmaster was, he was really good with me when I got sent to him.
Yeah.
It wasn't a rotten with me or anything like that, do you know what I mean? But I think that's how I went into him, because I knew he'd be my fag. So I'd get a punishment to stroke fag, and then again, he would give me a fag.
Yeah.
I think it was just to calm me down or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah, more than likely it seems.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just to calm me down a wee bit.
Okay, so just going back from what you said previously, so I'm just looking over.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Returned back to the Frasers after about four different hospitals.
Do you know who was ever involved or responsible at the time where you was isolated and told to take the clothes, what you were wearing off?
Well, the room I was in, my roommates would have heard them saying that to me.
Okay, hold on.
Because it was a room next to it. So I don't know, it might have happened to other people as well, I don't know.
So when, as you mentioned that you used to do boxing when you was there and you were 13, was that something that was enforced upon you to do, or is it something that you willingly would participate in?
I would willingly take, but because that's all we had to do.
Yeah, okay, that's fine.
And then I've got Ross
from America.
Yeah. Box.
Does
that sound about right to you?
No, he never said that. Aye, it was right before that. She went, did you take your clothes off? I went, no. She never asked me that. She's listening in, but she's obviously shocked with some of the things I've seen.
Yeah, of course.
You know what I mean? Because I've obviously told them, maybe not as much, but I've told you, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
I've let them know, obviously it affected me through the years, do you know what I mean?
Of course, yeah. I've got on the mm-hmm. file that you're willing for your daughter to provide you with a witness statement, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll be able to give you your daughter a call following our telephone call today anyway, and she'll be able to provide us with a witness statement. I remember at the beginning when we started talking about Balna Craig, you mentioned that you kept getting caught for absconding, do you know, for running away.
Uh-huh.
Could you try to remember at least one of the times you ran away? What were the reasons for running away?
That day that I get slapped for that teacher.
In Cardross Park, Balna Craig.
Oh, right, Cardross Park. Oh, I don't know, I was in a huff and I said, I'm going away. No, I never said I was going away. I came back for my weekend and I was going out to school on the Monday morning and I go on the train. And I just come straight to Cansey. I went straight to Cansey, then they got me back, but then something must have happened. I've ran out and I ran away, and then they got the police to go out looking for me. So then the police were trying to catch me, but I was holding on to a wire.
Yeah.
They hanged me so they put so they would stop and tie me, and once they went back into the motor, I would move again and run away again and hold onto the wire when they came out.
Mm.
So they were beginning to, they just flung me right in the back of the van.
Yeah.
So the time they got me, do you know what I mean? So that would be the police in Dumbarton or wherever, Chadris, whatever, I don't know where the police would have came from.
Yeah.
They'd probably remember that, running after me, whatever.
I'm going to now ask you to try and recall in detail what happened, where and when it occurred, what happened before the incident occurred and during and after in relation to you being isolated from your roommates and asked to take the clothes, what you were wearing off. And so when that night, when that incident occurred, what was happening before the staff members came in and took you away?
I really can't. I think we were all carrying on.
You were all carrying on?
Aye.
As in, like, just doing your business?
Just didn't carry on. I just wouldn't shut up, probably. So they put me in that wee room, but then I kept opening and shutting the door, and then I asked them if they'd take my clothes off. I said, no, you'll not be taking my clothes off, because you're not allowed to take my clothes off.
That's what
you know what I mean?
And you kept opening and closing the door when you were
aye.
Put into this room. Is that kind of
but
what?
Then they locked it.
Okay. So you was opening and closing the door in like retaliation kind of manner?
Aye. So they locked it. Then I would just be eating.
So
they opened it.
So they locked the door first?
So the aye.
And then they opened it?
They opened it because I wouldn't stop eating.
So after they locked, so did they try to get you to take your clothes off before they locked the door?
No, they just said that they would come in and take my clothes off. I said, no, you don't know. They're taking my clothes off.
They'll come in.
But I can think I was greeting and trying to do a wee bit because I was too, I was like, what do they want to take my clothes off for? Do you know what I mean? I wasn't too sure.
Yeah. It is a peculiar thing to ask a child.
Mm-hmm, I know.
Do you remember anything what happened after this? So after they asked you to take your clothes off, and obviously you told them no, did anything follow up from that?
No, I think they put me back in my room.
What, after a couple of hours of isolation?
Aye. And I'd calmed down a wee bit. Because I was stressed, obviously.
And how often did this happen? Over what time period? And did it change or become worse?
It came, we ended up with, we were knitting, they go to the knitting class. So I knitted about 20 hats and a big jumper for a man, and they took them in my flannel.
You did 20 hats and you did a flannel?
A jumper for a man.
Jumper, sorry.
Aye.
Was this
so a I was a good knitter. So they say that she's got a talent there somewhere, but she just no use it.
So you'd say after that incident that once she was returned back to your own room, nothing became worse following that. That was probably
just one up. I knew then I felt I'm looking back in that room. he's been right into my clothes. I've had to tell the last, he's been right into my clothes. Aren't.
Hmm.
He says, what for? I says, I don't know. I says, I'll still run out then.
What immediate effects did you experience?
I don't know. I just knew it wasn't right. Do you know what I mean? I said, he's only allowed to do that. Same as.
Was you experiencing any fear or shame when they were?
Well, I've actually been down and told the governor the next day. I told them about it just because I was stressed, but he gave me a flag to calm me down. But you see, as he went, they wouldn't have took their clothes off. The probably just did that to calm you down.
Hmm.
You know what I mean? So that there was nothing there went to that, but I think I did be doing it. I went into the office very often.
Did you experience any sleeping problems whilst you was at Cardiff?
There was a spider. Oh, in fact, do you know what that was? It was a spider that was in the room.
A spider?
A spider was in the room. They wouldn't come in and get it.
They wouldn't come in and get it, no?
No, they were probably feet that I know.
So,
I'm scared of five spiders now.
Did anyone else, did anyone witness this and know about it or experience something similar?
I don't know, they might have experienced something like it, I don't know.
Well, sorry, but the next time
I'll
be more like...
There was a few of them put in that room right enough at one point, but I don't know if anything happened to them or anything like that, I don't know. They just threatened me when that was over.
Did you tell anyone or try to get help?
Yes, as I said, I went down to the office in the morning.
And who did you speak to?
The man that owned the place.
And what response did you receive?
He says they wouldn't have took their clothes off and he says you were all right and that. Then he gave me a flag and I was all right. I says, I'm conditioned to have a flag for me. Every time I get one, told him, and he gave me one. He was brand new, but cause I used to go to school and his daughter was there as well.
Yeah.
I just can't remember. I'm trying to think of his name. He was so awfully nice. He was nice enough, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just can't remember his name.
That's perfectly fine.
But he was all right. He never was not anything bad or anything like that. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's good to hear.
Oh, yeah, I think a psychologist came to me and they were asking me these 150 questions, but I just flung the paper at him.
I don't know who got that to come to me.
But they go to that psychologist and I just flung the paper. I said, I'm no writing all that rubbish. I didn't know half of the things it was asking me, do you know what I mean? It was just to see that. I says, I'm no answering your questions. And I just walked out, went down to the office and I was telling them, I says, oh, it was asking me all these questions, what would do when I went to a party? I says, I'm not out to go to a party.
Yeah.
So how can I answer it? Do you know what I mean? I says, I thought they were going to put me in a loony bin because of my mum.
So,
do you know what I mean? I was like, no.
Yeah, you can't answer something what you don't know the answer to, do you really?
Do you know what I mean? Aye.
Of course. So this is sorry to
I knew my mum was no well in that, but I thought, oh God, they're going to put me in a place. You know what I mean? About I've got something that I don't know I've got, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So the final question in relation to the Cardross Park Assessment Centre for your first visit, what was different at this placement compared to the others?
They must have been nice to me. But some of them weren't there. Obviously that woman that I didn't like. And she came with that, so I'd probably run away the day she's come on. Because she just stole my fags anyway. I think I would just run away and to get the poles.
They get the police to bring you back.
Aye.
That's fun. So that concludes the questions in relation to your first placement at Cardross Park. The next one will be for the Rye Hill Hostel in Dunoon. I remember you saying that you don't fully remember this placement, so just try to answer each question as you can.
I think they went out to school there.
You think it went to school there?
Aye, so I think it was run by the Christians, and they were taking me to the church, and my mum phoned up and she said, no, she had to go to chapel. So the lady was had to take me to chapel. She says, oh, my man, I'm not liking you going to chapel. I says, well, I'm a Catholic, so I'm going to chapel. But I went to the church.
One moment.
Because the woman group was like, she says, if my man finds out, he'll not be happy.
Yeah. So, it was Rye Hill Hostel.
Rye Hill Hostel, right.
Do you remember the location?
Dundee.
Dundee.
Was that Dundee, aye?
Yeah. Dundee, Dunoon.
Aye. I went out to school there. Yeah.
Do you remember how old you were when you went to the... Sorry,
oh, no, school. Wait a minute. Aye, I did go to school at that one, I know. Because I was thinking of the one to draw, so I went out to school there. And I used to go up... one of the women... she used to give me some flags and that. And give me money to get my thing. She was nice.
What type of setting was it at Rye Hill?
I can't even mind much of that one. I don't think I was in that long.
You don't think you was in there long?
No, I don't think so. I don't know if that's when my sister maybe got me out. Or mine or whatever.
What we have is that you went to Rye Hill Hostel, you went to this Rye Hill institution, and then you went to Cardross Park, and then you was in Cardross Park for just a little over 7 months.
Well, I must have went there after they had watched me then.
Yeah, so just in relation to Rye Hostel, Dundee, Dunoon, do you remember how old you were when you went there?
I don't mind much about that one.
Yeah, that's fine. Remember, these questions are all in relation to Rye Hall.
Aye, I can't remember.
If you can't remember, you can't remember. Don't worry
aye.
Too much. In a few sentences, are you able to recall what your ordinary day life was like at Rye Hill Hostel?
I think it was all right, going to school, going out to school and that. I can't even remember the surroundings of the room that I'm at. But the situation was, I just kind of get that through my head.
Yeah.
I might come in it, but it's just not appealing, you know. I think if it's that much happening, I think I could write a book. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So you can't remember the surroundings.
I just can't mind that one. It's obviously.
Do you remember how the staff and the other children treated you when you were here?
No, I can't mind.
That's fine. Do you know, looking back for your time at Rye Hostel, if you considered that you were victim to any form of abuse, neglect, or any harmful situations?
No, that I know, you know. I can't even mind being that much yet, at all.
That's fine. So,
I don't really know how long I was in there, so I don't really know.
That's fine.
It must have been all right in that place for me. But I don't think that was a long-term place, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. That's perfectly fine. Did you suffer any immediate effects during your time at Rye Hill Hostel? So did you experience any pain or injury, any fear or shame, sleeping problems, bedwetting, running away, behaviour or school?
I can't remember any of that one, honestly.
That's fine.
It's just a total blank.
That's fine. So
I know I was in somewhere up there, but I just can't. I mean, going out to the school, and one time, I think there was an incident at the school, I can't mind what it happened, but I think the police came or something like that. I can mind it that, but that's all I can mind it, that phone. It was somebody's birthday or something like that, and I think we put a red, you know that, I think it was something like that. But to anything else, I can't even mind that actually staying in that place.
Yeah.
It's just a total blank. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, these new childhood experience and what you through there will cause these moments to have a bit of a foggy brain, anything like that. So, obviously, if you can't remember, you answering to the best of your ability and being as honest as possible, so don't worry about it. So then, considering the circumstances in relation to Rye Hill Hostel, we'll then move on to the final care setting in which you were at, being this second placement at Cardross Park again. So, 1 second.
I went to that place. I've only been in that a night and I went back to Cardross Park.
Yeah.
If I went to the at the Cardross Park, that's how I kind of mind much about it.
From what we got on file is that you was that you entered Cardross Park in 19th of 10th, 1978, and it was until the 6th. It was until the June 1979, just before you ended up being released with your sister.
Right. Well, I think I was only in there a week, maybe, at the most. I don't know how long I was in there.
Because
I just don't mind, seem to mind to the place.
Yeah. Do you remember how old you were?
Others, but I can't even mind that one for some reason.
It's okay, don't worry about it. So the next following questions, again, are in relation to your second admission into Cardross Park. Do you recall how long you were there for in your second admission to Cardross?
A couple of years. Because you were only allowed, they were supposed to be there for 6 weeks, but they said I was that good that they kept me and let me go to school.
You were supposed to be there for 6 weeks, but what happened, sorry?
They kept me because and let me go to school. I'm now to an old girls' school in Dumbarton.
That's fine. In a few sentences, what was ordinary day life like on your second admission to Cardross Park Assessment Centre?
All right, because I went to the school and I might have just been getting up, meeting that woman up at dinner time, and she gave me bags and money for my dinner, my lunch. But I'd already had some women, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
She just kind of took like a train into me, I think. I think one of the women would want to take me home, but she wasn't allowed. So I said, I wasn't that bad, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they says, oh, you can't go, you're not allowed to take, but that's not allowed.
As in wanted to take you home, as in like wanted to like adopt you full time?
I don't know what happened, but she was wanting to take me home.
No problem.
I think she felt sorry for me. I think she knew there was more to me, with how I was angry and I couldn't talk about things. Do you know what I mean? Like, I had to keep all that in about my uncle and all that. I wouldn't even speak about it. I didn't like it because I didn't know what would happen, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and man, he says that he would have got to jail, but it ended up, he died before he even went to court. And they came to me when I was 37 years old. And I says, well, I could have told them when I was 13, 14. I says, about him, and I says, and I says, she told me no to. I says, I blame her. Which
yeah.
I did. I was blamed her because she told me no to say anything. Or he would get to jail. Do you know what I mean? And me at that age, I didn't know that. No to tell him to.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Because she was an adult and I was a wean. It was my pals that I'd tell about it and they were older than me. So they took me up to her house to tell her that they knew. And they went, well, that's your cell. You can tell the police if you want, but Uncle James will go to the jail. I said, right. Well, I'm no bother. I'm the one who's an arsehole. But he done it to a few of my family, so but he died before it took to court or anything like that then happened, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was my mum's brother and all that wouldn't have helped. You know what I mean? I don't know if anything happened to her as well when she was younger. Do you know what I mean? That is her brother, so I don't know.
How did the staff and other children genuinely treat you on your second admission to Cardross Park Assessment Centre?
I was out to school and then I was away at home at the weekends at my wee work, my wee job I'd done at the, doing the dishes and that, at Camsey Glen. So it was, and I'd go to home at the weekends, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I couldn't tell him about my uncle as I said, because I would never have been allowed to him. So that's how I kept it all quiet. Oh, but that, see that other place, which was the name? The one in Aberdeen, they were like, I had to show them my towel that I had my period. That was another thing for back and it's just come into my head.
Mm.
And I says, I need to show you. Why do I need to show you? That they had put me on the pill or something. No, in fact, I think that was that one and that one.
Yeah.
But I had to show my towel anyway, but I says, I ended up eventually doing it. I had to show them it to see if I'd, I says, I've not been me empty.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course. The next question in relation to your second admission in Cardross Park Assessment Centre, as I've asked previously, did anything happen there that you now consider abuse, neglect or harmful?
No.
No.
No, I think it's really good. Oh, the wee parrot, and I was saying the F word, and it started saying it.
Say that again.
The wee parrot, and it's, I kept going down the stairs. When I was polishing the stairs, I used to go F, F-U-C-K, to the wee parrot, and the parrot started saying it. So, I think I was a wee bit of a rogue, I know.
What would you say the difference, what was the difference at this placement compared to your placement at the other settings? So this is in relation
to... A lot better.
A lot better. It was a lot better the second time round.
Yes, yes. They all knew me then.
Say that again. They all knew you.
They all knew me.
Right, I do apologise.
I even go in with that woman that I didn't like either. She just says, she says it was just, I don't know what she did. I don't know what happened to us. But we were all right after that the second time.
She wasn't there anymore when you went for the second time.
Well, maybe she wasn't.
Okay, so that now has concluded the section 4 of the statement being the compact placement sheet. Next, we're going to move on to the 6th part of being people involved, reporting and institutional knowledge. So across all the placements, Teresa, who were the main people responsible? So are you able to recall any names, nicknames, the roles of these people, the descriptions or any identifying details?
No.
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 You're unable to recall?
No. I'm trying to remember that man that I used to get in the... It's not coming to me at all, you know.
That's...
If I remember it, I could phone, like, you know, but I can't get it, you know. Could I get a wee break, you know, to go to the toilet?
Yeah, of course. I'll wait.
All right.
For 5 minutes.
Will you phone me back in about 5-10 minutes?
Yeah, of course. We'll be nearly finished, so it won't be as long when I ring you the next time, okay?
All right, thanks.
Minutes.
Right, thank you.
No problem. You're welcome, Teresa.
Right.